You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. regulators are expected today to clear Boeing 737 MAX airplanes to fly again. The plane has been grounded after a pair of deadly crashes, revealed design flaws and trouble in the air certification process. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
And the Federal Aviation Administration is expected to require that MAX planes that have already been built and delivered undergo software modifications to the automatic anti-stall system called MCAS. Now, that system was faulted for the pair of crashes nearly 2 years ago that killed 346 people. The modifications will, among other things, prevent MCAS from overriding pilot commands and pointing the plane's nose down. Also, MAX pilots will be required to get new simulator training. Boeing had wanted to avoid that to help control costs for airlines. It was a key selling point for the MAX initially, so that's a significant change that pilots, in fact, will need simulator training to fly the new plane, David.
Now, if the FAA does lift the ban today, as a practical matter, when could passengers find themselves on one of these MAXes?
Well, American Airlines says it's planning to resume MAX flights at the end of December. Southwest, which has the most MAX jets, says it'll take until the spring of next year or early summer before it uses the planes. There are also hundreds of MAX planes that have been built but have nowhere to go. Boeing has them in storage. The FAA has to inspect each one of those in person. That's going to take a year or more, David.
Nova, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.